The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Yeah, it's going to be really unique. It's going to be really special. But at the end of the day, you know, what I'm looking forward to is just being out here with my teammates and getting after it. Obviously, I've been in that stadium in Lumen Field a bunch, won a lot of games there, blown a lot of touch, a lot of amazing memories, so many amazing teammates and people. And so I can't wait to see a lot of people that mean a lot to me. But at the same time, it's ball. And we're on a mission, you know, a mission to try to win the whole thing. So you got to take one game at a time.
All right, it is time to start looking ahead to Seattle. Seattle week is here. Oh, so excited. So ESPN fantasy guru Mike Clay crunched a bunch of numbers and projected the passing lines for every quarterback in every game this season. Here's what he's got for Russell Wilson's game next Monday night at Seattle. 21 of 33, 251 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick.
I mean, how much number crunching does that take? You're just guessing, right?
I'm sure there's some sort of formula involved. Well, okay, so for example, he's got Geno Smith. This does poke up. Like, you're skeptical, I can see. Okay. Fine. This adds to your skepticism. Geno Smith, 22 of 35 for 250 yards, a touchdown and an interception. He basically has Geno going head-to-head with Russ.
Yeah, same guy. Yeah, you know what? What is his name? Mike Clay?
Mike Clay.
Yeah, Mike Clay can pound sand.
Come on, this is analytics, dude.
Uh-huh.
This is based out of what everybody loves now.
Yeah.
Baseball's run by it.
Yeah.
That's nerd stuff.
Yeah. Ruined by it, but run right. by it.
Yeah.
And it's it's all over, all around other sports as well.
I know. That's the Rockies are heavy on the analytics side of things. I mean, they knew exactly what they were getting when they signed Iron Man to play 42 games
this year. They knew. Think they projected 42 games?
Yeah, they projected 42. What's that worth? 180 billion or million or whatever it was, right?
Next on the Morning Brew.
I don't feel like that at all. I mean, I don't feel like any part of any of that is what's true, other than the fact that that's what people think, you know? So I'm not in that business now. I'm in the business of helping these guys get ready to play. And with all of the work that we do and all of the mentality and the culture and the environment that we're in, we've been averaging 10 wins a year for the last 20-something years, you know? Yeah, you think I could think anything different than that? I don't.
Oh, defiance, Pete Carroll. Defiance! Saying, hey, all I've been doing for the last 20 years going back to my days at USC is averaging 10 wins a year.
Yeah.
You think my standard has changed?
Right.
Hell no.
I can't wait to see him week 12. I think his dobber will be down.
Just hang dog.
Just dobber down. I thought we were going to win 10.
Yeah.
You might not win 10. You might not collectively win 10 over the next 2.5 seasons.
It's great. It's great when these coaches come out and talk about standards and everything like that. Hey, we've built something here. There's right. other ways to win besides just having the quarterback. Yeah. Okay, Pete, you're going to find out what Bill Belichick is in the process of finding out, and I'm going to issue the same warning to Pittsburgh Steelers fans as well. Get ready for a new normal.
Right.
Your day's coming. Yeah. So is Seattle's. You're going to see what the other side of the tracks looks like.
You know, we lived it here the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same scenario. We'd sit here every day. What did the Broncos have to do to
right, right.
They can't make any special teams gaffes.
Right.
They've got to make a couple of big plays on special teams.
Got to be balanced on offense.
We got to be balanced on offense. Can't throw any interceptions. Defense has got to be plus. We got to be plus 3 in the takeaway category,
how many,
right?
Yeah. How many? Let's see. How many? We'll throw this out on the text line. What were all the buzz phrases of the last 6 years?
All the cliche.
Any possession that ends in a kick is good.
Yeah. You got to play. If you've got a backup quarterback, you have to play cliche football.
Mm-hmm. All right. So for our New England, Pittsburgh, and Seattle friends out there, all the cliches that we have learned over the last 6 years that we can now pass along, because we're very helpful now.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
We want to use our knowledge.
We have learned these. Hey, when you got a quarterback that has a really high ceiling, but he's young. You better have you better be able to run the ball and force them into some play action. You know, come on.
They're young men and they have urgency.
We get it. Yeah. We get it, people.
Give us your favorite cliches of the last 6 years. RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. Next on the Morning Brew.
Clock strikes triple zeros, and game number one of the Jay Norvell era is in the books. Number 8 Michigan overpowers Colorado State, the final 51-7.
Yeah, it's funny. CSU radio right there. You can lose 51-7 and still feel hopeful about the direction that your program's going in at CSU. See you? Woo! 7-6 game at halftime. They end up losing to TCU 38-13.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading the reaction afterwards. And they are just getting eviscerated. Carl Durrell getting hammered. And I'm sitting back going, well, what did you expect for this season? They lost a bunch of transfers. Everyone left the program. Nobody came into the program.
By the way,
they don't have a quarterback. What were you thinking? That this was going to be a 9-win team, right, or something?
Here's the good
news. They're going to be lucky to win 2 games. Seriously, CU's going to be lucky to win 2 games this year. And I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest.
The good news is, if you watched any Pac-12 football, I don't know who they have.
Wow.
But Pac-12 football is atrocious.
Oregon.
Below not good.
Oregon.
Come on, man.
Yeah. At least you guys have Oregon. You know what Oregon's theme should be? At least we have cool uniforms.
That's about it.
Yeah. They're going to get trucked, too.
USC and UCLA looked at them and went, ooh, this might not work well.
All right.
Big boy football. Big league football. Next on the Morning Brew.
Big chance here for Victor Caratini. Fly ball, deep right center. Back, Blackman still back, and it is gone. Victor Caratini, 3-run home run. Brewers have the lead and then some.
Well, they were tired.
Oh.
They played a doubleheader on Sunday because it got rained out on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Then had to turn around and fly back and then play a matinee game yesterday.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Tired.
Not fair at all.
Heavy legs.
They had heavy legs yesterday. Dang it.
Heavy legs. I don't know if we can truly judge the second half Rockies until they're rested.
Soft. How is your second half prediction going right now?
Let's see. Okay.
Super duper bad.
You're ready to do some math here. They're 57 and 79. 57 and 79.
57.
Okay.
79. I got that.
All right. So here's your subtraction.
Okay. All right.
Because at the halfway mark, remember, I said second half, they'd have a better record.
Uh-huh.
So second in the first half through 81 games, mm-hmm, they were 35 and 46.
46.
So do the math there.
Okay. 35 and 46.
Well, now you got to put that underneath the 57. The bigger number.
Okay, I got you. 79. Over. I thought you were going to give me some more.
No,
stuff.
That's basic subtraction.
Three. Okay, three. That's also not, three. Not, that's not, two. Not. And that is a two. 22 and 33 in the second half so far.
Oh, they're on the same pace.
So what?
They were
percentage. Hold on, let's just get win percentage. We're going to get into this.
No. So they were 11 games.
35 divided by 46.
Uh-oh. Yeah, they were 11 games. They were 11 games under 500 in the first half, and they're 11 games under 500 thus far in the second half.
Yeah, but that they're not even close to being done with the second half.
I know that. So they're going to start winning some games.
For your prediction to be right.
Right. They're going to have to win more than they lose the rest of the way.
So they lost, what, 76% of the game?
It's true. They're on the same pace. Okay. That will do it for the Morning Brew.